Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is Mama Seven. I found out that when I did the recording on Sunday, it did not record. No one got the information. I was like, oh my gosh. So I want to thank everybody that took the time to slow down their life for Sunday at 6 o'clock. And I thought it may be easier for me to record it and then send the recording. This is only 30 minutes, okay? I'm going to try to do this in 30 minutes. And I was kind of disappointed it didn't record because these are some tough subjects that I'm going to say. And now I got to say them twice. And I'm like, okay, let me be patient, okay? But, of course, I believe in divine timing. I know all things work in my benefit. And so trusting in God, trusting in the situation, I know that all's going to be okay, all right? So please, if you get a second, hit pause. So you can get your pen and paper so that we can talk about these few things that are ever so pressing, okay? If Ms. Karen does not jump on the phone with me, okay. All right. So first thing I want to talk about is the November event, okay? So the November event is changing shape and form. Everything that we do is changing shape and form, as it should, and it just requires us to be patient with it, right? And so the November event will be a rotating event, all right? This year is going to be in Atlanta. Next year it'll be in Charlotte, and the year after that it'll be in South Carolina. I'm not sure if it's going to be in Orangeburg or Charleston. We'll figure that part out later. But Spirit said to rotate it so that everyone isn't always traveling. So all the angels that live in Atlanta won't have to travel this year. They'll already be there. You know, the way we've been doing it, everyone's been traveling to my location, and nobody lives in Augusta, you know, and no one lives in Cordele, and no one. So we've been kind of going out of our way for that, and that should change. The November event this year is going to be November 4th, that Saturday. Because we're using locations, we got to be aware that there's going to be a cost involved with it. Like, my house was free. I'm not going to let it cost a whole lot. I'm trying not to get over $30. We'll see how everything works out. But it's important for travel arrangements that you know this year it's in Atlanta. I'm not going to get a hotel because Atlanta is not hard to get a hotel in, you know. Atlanta's pretty open. You know, the cost fluctuates as the hotel fluctuates, but it's not hard to get a hotel, not like Charleston's pretty difficult. Tampa's pretty difficult, though, you know, Atlanta's not. So we're just going to focus on that for right now, all right? So that's the first thing. The second thing is, and this is hard for me, the second thing is first fruits, okay? Tithing, zakat, whatever you call it. There definitely needs to be an understanding of first fruits. We did a whole program on it 2 weeks ago. And so, but I'm not sure this is something that I have said, implied, or even hinted towards because of just who I am and how I think of money. So this is not about me. This is about expanding and everything else like that. So I am asking for everyone to actively give first fruits. We have been giving God leftovers. We have been giving God, well, after my electric bill, after my this bill, after that. We've been giving God, if we have anything left over, then we give to God. And that has to change because there are blessings on the horizon. There are incredible blessings and changes on the horizon. But in order for us to really, really see where we're going, what we're doing, we're going to really start to get prepared for the blessings that are coming. And this is what Spirit has told me. If you are not prepared, of course, you're not going to be able to hold as much blessing as you would if you were prepared, okay? I am asking for $10 a month, okay? I'm not keeping track of this. I'm not going to ever ask you about it. I am not doing any tax deductions on it. I'm not. I've been told that I need to require this, $10, okay? Now, $10 in your first fruit, and for those of you that don't know, it should be 5 or 10% of how much money you have coming in after taxes and stuff like that. But so hopefully there's a difference between $10 and how much first fruits you have. That difference is your candle money. That is your reading money. That is the money that you'll spend going to Tampa, getting what you need and everything else. That's the money that you will normally give because A Wonderful Approach is extremely generous. I just think that we have to change how we pull it. It doesn't come from the leftover. It has to come from the beginning and the front, and that is going to produce the baraka. That produces the blessings, okay? If you want more information on First Fruits, listen to the program. First Fruits is not always finances, so if you are financially challenged, that's fine. There are quite a few things we're going to need assistance on. We need people. We need manpower. And so don't hesitate to be like, hey, Mama Seven. And I've had one or two say this to me. I got the time. Allow me to do this. Allow me to do that. And so just because the finances are not there, don't fret. There's plenty of work to do. But it's time that we start pulling from the top end for God. And this is going to, when you hear it, when you see it, you're going to be like, this is so elementary. Of course, Mama Seven. But we need to start doing it as an overall practice, okay? That's two. Three, gold standard. Spirit is, on one hand, we're getting more requirements. On the other hand, I feel Spirit, you know, not only say lacking up, but slowing down on some of the things that we have to produce. But God is talking and has been, like, beating me in the head with this idea of a gold standard. A gold standard. Gold standard is not pretty good, okay? Gold standard is great. Gold standard is as good as you can do. Again, sometimes we get to the point where it's like, oh, well, you know, that's good enough. We need to leave good enough alone, okay? Good enough is not the goal. The goal is gold. We're in a golden era. And this idea of gold is going to become very prominent and you'll understand more when you start to think of it, okay? So we have to start putting ourselves into this gold standard and making sure that we are doing all that we can in as big a way as possible, okay? It's so funny. I just got finished listening to the energy report, and I have this written down. I've had this written down for 2 weeks, right? And I've tried to talk about it, and it just didn't happen. And even when I tried to record it, it wouldn't happen. And then I just listened to the energy report, and I'm like, okay, I understand. I'm changing my perspective. And they're like, okay, wonderful. Blog talk can work again, okay? So if you have a question about anything I'm saying here, go back and listen to the energy report, and you're like, oh, yeah, I see it. And so it's wonderful the way that God gives us so many confirmations on what and how to do our work, okay? So continuing on my list, Tampa trip. The Tampa trip is March 2nd, okay? I will have a confirmation for that on the first when we get together in November. But let me tell you, yeah, remember, yeah, I capped this. Yeah, I said, y'all are beautiful. You're doing your work. I'm so proud of you. But you got to keep these Aleke heads to a minimum because you were working my workers. I already got 4 people in South Carolina, and I got 1 in D.C. So we already got 5 spots out of the 12 taken. So don't play with Tampa. Tampa is going to – Tampa's already getting tight, you know what I'm saying? And so to be respectful of the energy that goes into the Orisha class, to be respectful of all of the work we do to get down there, to be respectful of Bumi's work that she does while we're there, we're not waiting to the last minute to have our name on the list, okay? So if you know you're going, and this is where our first fruits come in, first fruits will take care of the Lekes. First fruits will take care of trips. It takes care of everything. So there'll be no more I'll have to see because first fruits have already taken care of it, right? There'll be no more, you know, if, no. We're not letting this world dictate our spiritual growth or anything like that. We have to start moving ahead of the world. And so I want to see it, but it's really not for me to see. It's for you to do. You know, we're being told right now to do it. So there's no more for us to see, all right? In November, I'll let you know the date for Alegba class. So for all those that have Alegba, we're going to get together and we're going to, I don't know, have a panel. I don't know what we're going to do. But we're going to get together and we're going to allow other people that are interested in getting Alegba to ask us questions about what our experience has been. It's also going to be an opportunity for us to share experiences and share how things have been going and everything like that. So we're going to do that, and I'll have the date in November, and hopefully the date will be December so that people can make plans for December, January, whatever. But, you know, we're going to, whenever this Tampa trip comes up, I want to know those heads, and I want to, let's be clear about what we're doing ahead of time so that we can really move in a mission, okay? So March 2nd, that's the Tampa trip. Devotions is coming very quickly this year. It is March 10th. So March 2nd, that's the first weekend in, that's the first weekend we'll be in Tampa. The weekend right after that, we walk slam into devotions. Devotions is going to be big this year. The group that I've been working with out in, on the West Coast, they want to fully participate in devotions. That is going to require us to be ready. That means, excuse me, you may have a fast buddy that you don't even know. You may have a fast buddy that's not even in your time zone. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be looking to my leadership. You know, if you've done more than 2 fasts, you are leadership, okay? You begin to understand that that fast is not about the biscuit. You'll begin to able to help coach people into understanding the importance of devotion and detoxifying yourself and making yourself mentally ready for the challenges. So I'm looking forward to it, but I also know it's going to require a whole lot more than me, okay? Also, anklets. I have some anklets being made, right? And so I know a couple of little naked ankles, and I'm like, we God's people, we spiritualists, I need you to understand that there is going to be a lot of energy coming at us, a lot of both positive and negative energies. We have got to get ready for that. And the way that we prepare for it, one, and see, again, with the preparedness is real. And one of it is making sure our protections are good and strong in our house. I have 2 people that they need the chains on the door. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, ask me. If I have said to you in the past 6 months, a year, that you need your house spiritually clean, get your house spiritually clean. Get on the calendar. You know, let us be as prepared as possible for the upcoming challenges and blessings. You know, don't nothing bring more challenges than blessings, because all that crazy jealousy is there, right? And, yeah. So these are the things that I wanted to talk about. One, rotating November event, Atlanta this year, okay? Tithing, two. Gold standard, three. Camper trip, four. Devotions, five. Those are big things. Those are going to, doing those things and getting prepared for those things really sets the year off. And, you know, come January, I always feel like I'm like slipping, and because there's so much going on. And then we can get, I have had people get overwhelmed, and I say, oh, we don't do this all the time. You'll have a moment to relax. So what we're doing now, we are in prepared mode. So this is your relaxed time. You know what I'm saying? This is the time where you start to bone up on your prayers. This is the time where you start to really begin to understand what kind of spiritualist you want to be. And we can make plans to operate from there. But this is the time where I need everybody to kind of make a decision as to what you're going to do with a wonderful approach. Okay? The words are no longer sufficient. In order to really be a part, I need to see some actions, because God is really trying to make some big things happen. And I don't want to feel like I'm out here by myself ever. So let's make this happen for the benefit of our community. We are a strong community. I don't care what the numbers say. The things that we're producing as far as radio programs, reaching out to people, being light in our community, oh, I'm telling you, we are awesome. And it's time now to do that last little push so that we can get those blessings. Okay? So I want everyone to pray on this, because I've had to pray and then wait and then pray and then wait. And so I want everyone to pray on this and just think and make the decision in your mind and make the decision in your heart, you know, hey, I know this is going to require some change. I know this is going to require some pushing. I know that, you know, I have things to change on my own. I just want you to make that decision and say, okay, let's get this thing. I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and make it happen, because it's going to require that, okay? Gold standard don't happen by itself. It takes a lot of energy to get it. It takes a lot of energy to keep it, okay? So this is where I am. And it's taken every ounce of me to get to this point. And I know come November, God has even more work for us to do. But I know that we'll be ready. But I want to be open and honest about what it's going to take from November forward to make this happen. Okay? I want to do this again, right? So if you take a moment and you have listened to the whole program and you have any questions, I want you to text me, let me know. And then next month when we're having this conversation, I'll be like, okay, I got question this. And then I'll be able to answer them, because I guarantee you if one person has a question, it's probably three or four more that also are wondering that. One question is, and I meant to say this earlier. Please forgive this cat. One question I have already been asked is, can I forward this message around? Absolutely. Absolutely. If you know someone that is in a wonderful approach, around a wonderful approach, and you think they would benefit from hearing like some of the things that we got planned and going on, fine. You know, I trust your discretion in where it goes. I'm not posting it on Facebook because it's not for Facebook. This is not for the world. These are people that are ready to sign their name and really say, hey, I'm here 100%. I'm here for the road. And so, you know, but yeah, you can forward it to someone that you have, that you think may be interested. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your time and for your patience. Thank you for your consideration. Thank you for your trust in me and in my spirit guides and all of those that walk with me, making sure I do the right thing. Thank you for trusting us as we're moving into this new arena of life so that we can make positive things happen, okay? All right. I'll hear from everyone Wednesday evening, but thank you, thank you, thank you for your patience. Peace.